A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. The next surah that we're moving on to is Suratul Nasr. Idha ja'a nasrullahi wal fath. According to Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala an, this was the Suratul Nasr, was the last complete surah to be revealed. After Surah Nasr, different ayat of the Quran Sharif were revealed, but this was the last complete surah where a surah was revealed, the whole surah one time. So Surah Nasr was the last surah to be revealed full, that means the whole surah one time. This surah was revealed when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had returned from the expedition of Khaybar. You would know that in Medina Sharif there were three Jewish tribes. Two of these Jewish tribes, they went into self-exile in a place called Khaybar. Khaybar had many, many forts, and thus they were very, very well protected, and it was very hard to attack that city because of all those forts. And because they felt safe and they wanted to keep interfering with the Muslims, so every now and again they used to interfere with some Muslim. Eventually the patience of the Muslims ran out. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered that jihad should be waged against Khaybar. And one by one the Muslims conquered those forts. Eventually they came to a fort. The name of that fort was Qamus. And this was a huge fort, the biggest fort of Khaybar. And the Jews, they locked themselves up into this fort. And eventually the Muslims, they laid siege to this fort for 20 days. And eventually the Jews surrendered. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was returning, this other beautiful thing about this Khaybar, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was given a flag of Islam. In this, there were three flags. The first time the three flags were used as a Muslim standard. And one of those flags was given in the hand of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And that flag was the shawl of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. The shawl of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha was one of the flags of Islam. So those ladies that say Islam never gave woman izzat, What a wonderful thing that the shawl of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was used as a flag of Islam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was returning, then this surah was revealed. Many sahaba radiallahu anhum, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala and Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, when they heard this surah, they began crying, they began weeping. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, why are you crying? They said that it seems that your mission has now come to an end, that now your time to depart from the dunya is very close. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, he confirmed this. He said yes. So we go to the surah now.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Idha ja'a nasrullahi wal fath.
When the help and the victory of Allah Ta'ala comes. Victory in this ayah, it refers to Fath Makkah, when victory will take place over Makkah Sharif.
وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا.
And you see the people embracing the deen of Allah Ta'ala in large numbers. Because prior to Fath Makkah, many Arabs, they knew that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the Prophet. They knew Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon haq. But out of fear, they never accepted. They thought that their tribes, their families, their friends would now, you know, torture them, etc. So out of fear, they never accepted Islam. We don't have this fear today. We must make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that we can make amal upon our deen. We got no fear. But that time the Arabs, they had this fear, so they were not accepting Islam. But once Fateh Makkah would take place, then there would be no fear. Now the Muslims were in a position of power, so now there was no question of any fear. So people would enter into Islam in large, large numbers. It is mentioned that one group from Yemen came. One time 700 people accepted Islam. One time 700 people accepted Islam. Sometime the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a little bit time to come. We get impatient, but definitely it will come. But sometime it takes a little time.
فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being given a hukam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that celebrate the praises of your Allah and seek His forgiveness. So it is mentioned, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, and he says that after this, the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to exert himself in ibadat, he used to stand in salah, etc., till his feet used to swell. And it is mentioned that he used to recite, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says that after each namaz, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite this, Subhanaka Rabbana wa bihamdika Allahumma gfirli, making amal upon this ayat. Fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfir. Innahu kana tawwaba, for indeed your Allah is most forgiving. Allah ta'ala is most forgiving. Now although this was a hukam for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it applies to us as well. We must also make the tasbih of Allah ta'ala, make the tahmeed of Allah ta'ala, and ask for maghfirat. One thing that comes to my mind very, very quickly is that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in one hadith, he said that after each namaz, read Subhanallah 10 times, Alhamdulillah 10 times, Allahu Akbar 10 times, and before going to sleep, recite 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. So in total, it will come to 150 tasbihs a day. A person will be making 150 tasbihs a day. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that who is going to commit that many gunas in one day? Because 50 will be multiplied by 10. That's 500. The 100 will be multiplied by 10 is 1,000. So 1,500, who is going to commit that many gunas in one day? And with every tasbih, the person is going to get sawab. Also one guna is going to be wiped out. So we must try and make it our habit. While we're walking from the saf to put our shoes on, we'll be able to recite that tasbih. Moving on to the next surah. The next surah is Surah Lahab. Surah Lahab, this surah was revealed regarding Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab, he was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father's brother. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father's brother, his own uncle. But Abu Lahab left no stone unturned in causing taklif to Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his wife also, very, very instrumental in causing taklif to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, the first time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood on Mount Safa and when he made i'lan, he told the people that, do you all trust me? The people said yes. He said, if I tell you that there is an army coming to attack from behind this mountain, will you all believe me? They said yes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then gave them da'wat to Islam. He told them about the oneness of Allah ta'ala. Abu Lahab screamed in a loud voice. He said, did you gather us here for this? And then he took a stone and he threw it at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.